Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show in his usual stint. He's here to go through the list of stories for the week ending the 30th of August, i.e. Talkers charts for the week of August 26th to the 30th, last week of the month. And as we get into the Labor Day weekend, we think to ourselves, oh, man, there's not much going on. Well, lots of things are going on. And we're here to go through the list of the top 10 items that are in the focus, plus the top 10 people. Michael Harrison, who's in charge at Talkers.com of the surveys, the industry, news, et cetera, which we'll get to after we actually go through the list themselves, Michael.
Yeah, and it's kind of almost like the last week of the year as people get ready for the new season. The last week of August is kind of a closeout. And as you said before, there is a lot going on. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action, and we have the NFL preseason. California wildfire at 9. At number 8, financial markets activity. At number 7, the Spokane veteran slaying. At number 6, fast food workers walkout. At number 5, the Fort Hood killer verdict and sentence. At number 4, Obamacare implementation. At number 3, Miley Cyrus's VMA performance. At number 2, the anniversary of the March on Washington, and that's tied with a whole slew of subjects dealing with race relations. And number 1, U.S.-Syria action. Syria tops the stories. Most talked about people, at 10 we have Joe Biden, Jimmy Carter is at 9, Bill and Hillary are at 8, Nidal Hassan at 7, Miley Cyrus, funny, among all these heavyweights, she's certainly not that, although she's a big person in entertainment, obviously. At number 6, Miley Cyrus. Number 5, Martin Luther King. David Cameron and Vladimir Putin at 4. John Kerry at 3. Bashar al-Assad at 2. And Barack Obama is the most talked about human being on News Talk Radio in America this week.
All right. So this is a week, supposedly, when things are slow. You hear that all the time. In a sense, the people that I hear say, well, it's a slow news day, are lazy because there's always something going on. But in terms of the news cycle, our business has changed, Michael, hasn't it, really, given the fact there were no slow times. Everybody's always looking under every rock. Some stuff gets beaten to death. I think there's been way too much talk about Syria this week without really any, it's nothing new. It keeps going around in a cycle. Whereas the Miley Cyrus thing provided some way for people to gnash their teeth. That is, the core listenership to News Talk Radio is an older audience. So they can look at this with disgust, whereas the younger kids who are actually the target, that's what they kind of expect.
Yeah, I mean, there's always been that differential between the young and the old. I don't think the old are that disgusted with it. I think the old are more interested and fascinated by it. We've got a pretty hip older generation today. Don't forget that the older generation today were the hippies of the 60s, and they were not the most, tightly wound group. There's a lot of cultural renegades and hipness and pot smokers and kinky people out there who are over 60 years old. Let me tell you, and perhaps it's always been that way, or maybe even more so. So I don't think it's that. I just think that with age comes seasoning, and this whole Miley Cyrus thing has created a whole menu of topics. From what does twerking mean? The word twerking entered the lexicon. to what is going on with these young 20-year-old women who are being going all the way back to Judy Garland, abused by the corporate establishment and show business.
Explain that, Michael, will you please?
I mean, the pressures that they're under with their contracts and with the celebrity gossip establishment and the People magazines and the e-channels and the red carpets and the temptations and the pressure to perform and to make hits and to show up for the filming and the videoing and the lives they live are not normal lives for people who have yet to really find their footing in life as adults. And what people are seeing with someone like perhaps a Miley Cyrus or clearly with a Lindsay Lohan are young people who've lost their way and are desperately clinging to neurological neurosis problems of being famous just for the sake of it. Vacuous performances, terrible scandalous news stories, drug and alcohol problems, and the society watches it like the Christians and the Romans in the Colosseum. I mean, we serve these poor kids up and, you know, eat them alive. That's an issue that people are talking about, and I'm glad to see it. And that's every bit as important as Syria, because it has to do with our social fabric, how we raise our children, and what kind of a society we are.
Yeah, I think you're right, 100% right about that. Let's talk about some of the people that we're beginning to hear on a lot of talk radio stations, actually sports talk radio. I think about what we did in news talk circles by bringing politicians, either disgraced or people that had been in jail, or, you know, that was an ilk. And I guess it's still, to a certain extent, that product is being pushed on some of the news talk radio programs and stations around the country. Is it the same thing as former athletes being talk hosts on the sports talk radio station? Is that basically the same thing?
Basically the same thing. Of course, there are differences. But it is basically the same thing. Politicians bring a certain, you know, front line, in the trenches understanding of stuff to the talk media and news talk media as athletes. Do athletes feel that you really shouldn't even be talking about the sport unless you've played it? They're over the top on that. They've lost that objective.
And does the audience agree with them? Are the people that are talking?
No, of course not. Of course not. You need to have outside objective non-players talking about the game, because the fans have a stake in the game too. You know, the players only see it from their point of view. But I'm just telling you, it's very prominent among players to feel that they have the right to talk about it. Nobody else does because they've played the game. If you never played the game, you don't have the right to talk about it. Of course, which is ridiculous, but that's by and large their view, and certainly among themselves they say that.
Yeah.
But no, there is a parallel, and you're pointing it out aptly, between sports talk radio and news talk radio. The only difference is sports talk is not as important to the well-being of the world as news talk is. So we're playing for real stakes in the news talk world, and we're playing for fantasy emotional stakes, or gambling, in the sports talk world.
Mm-hmm. All right. I thought it was an interesting comparison to make and have people understand what is going on, because a lot of times people, how do these guys get their jobs? It's a worthwhile question to
examine. Well, I mean, look at how CNN tried to capitalize on Elliot Spitzer, and they put him into prime time with that woman from Washington, and he was from New York, and it didn't work out. And then he went over to the other network that Al Gore was involved in.
Yep.
And that didn't work out. The only reason it didn't work out is because Elliot Spitzer is not a good talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
But he would have, if he were a good talk show host, I think that his experience would have certainly lent to his quality. He just came across as kind of boring.
And an arrogant so-and-so, which is what happens a lot of times. People can see through that pretty quickly, no matter which side of the coin you're on. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, is here. In a moment, we're going to talk about a fairly well-known national host who shaved his head. We'll find out why he did that in a moment here on The Countdown.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, a Dutchamite. How does an additional 50% off all ProMark drumsticks sound? Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Or how about this? $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $3.99. Playing it will make your soul swell like an angry ocean, and your spirit soar like the hunting falcon of an ancient Incan warrior king. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started. school tech ready at Office Max. You can save $100 on all touchscreen laptops and tablets over $400. This great discount includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in store or at OfficeMax.com.
Let's get it started.
Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 31st. Restrictions apply.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example? I thought you might. How about $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar? Now just $399. Or an AKG vocal mic? Just $19. Elisa studio monitors? Just $49 a pair. That's just $49 for a pair of studio monitors with a bass so powerful, you'll feel like an angry kangaroo is jumping on your chest. In a good way. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale. Now through Monday.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com. By the way, most of you who are fans of this format are listening to this program not in a vacuum, but because you enjoy the spirited discussion on a lot of the stations that we review for the lists that come out. So Michael, who has been doing this for a long time, does have a sense, got his fingers on the pulse, and it sort of makes an interesting blend when you put together the stories, the stations, and the hosts. And thus, an interesting story about a guy who's a pretty good, I like Gallagher. Mike Gallagher has been around for quite a long time, doing a program. He did a local program in Albany for a long time and then started doing a syndicated show. And he shaved his head. Normally, is that a story that has value? Yeah, there are some people who are cynical who think people do stuff like this because it's just for their own benefit, for their promotional consideration. I don't know that Gallagher's that kind of a guy, Mike.
Well, I don't know.
Gallagher's that kind of a guy, Michael.
Gallagher's a good guy, and he's also an actor. And he's playing Daddy Warbucks in a production of Annie, which makes it very convenient for him to shave his head.
Mm-hmm.
He's also at that age where a lot of men are shaving their heads. I mean, it's not like such a bold statement anymore. But more so, he did it to raise a certain amount of money for charity to help the families of people in the military,
yes,
which he's always been behind, and he's very sincere about that.
Yeah.
So he kind of pulled it all together. But the idea of a talk show host shaving their head to raise money for charity, that's been going on for years.
But let's talk about that for just a minute, because there are a lot of promotional considerations. We know how many times a year, this year, for example, there must be four or five circumstances in which people are trying to raise money. One of the effective campaigns, we've got about a minute left, that will get people to open up their wallets and give to some cause that's being discussed on a talk radio show.
I think the compelling nature of the campaign itself, I don't think anybody's going to give money to see any talk show host shave their head. I think it's just promotional, just fun. I mean, we ran the picture in Talkers because why not?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good
picture. I mean, a picture of Mike Gallagher with a shaved head, that's kind of fine,
yeah.
Fun. But no, I think people don't give money for that kind of stuff. I think that's just promotional frill. I think that it's based upon the nature of the campaign.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish him well with that. Always wish everybody well. Lots of info. Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. The Talk Radio Countdown Show produced every weekend, 52 weeks a year. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com here with his expertise. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Michael Levine, the founder of Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills, is with us every week on the Countdown to review what, from the PR expert's position, is a way either to look at a story and or a person and decide if he were a PR, if he were their PR rep, what would he do to improve their image? Miley Cyrus comes to mind first this week. Does she need help improving her image, or is she doing just fine? Thank you, Michael.
Well, in the rock, in the pop music world, controversy sells. So, although every single person is talking about how outrageously offensive and inappropriate her performance was, she's got two of the number one, two of the top hits on iTunes this week. So the truth is that controversy in pop music is like mother's milk, and will make her even a bigger star than she was already.
My father loves me. He said, I love my little girl. So she doesn't need any help. This didn't hurt her one iota. Except,
oh, no, quite to the contrary. This will actually help her.
Is that what you advise your client? Doesn't make any difference what they say, as long as they spelled your name right? Come on, Michael. Is that really how it works?
In certain elements of the business, pop music is a particular element in which being an outlaw is a recipe for great success.
All right, next item. The fast food workers walked out. Did anybody care? Did anybody notice? And in terms of an image, what, when you think of fast food workers, normally the average American goes into a restaurant and they can grunt and order what they want. Most of the people don't speak English that are there anyway. So how does this work to benefit their cause?
It doesn't. I think you're making exactly the right point, which is that there is a... most people experience fast food workers as people who barely are competent in the most minor way, and wonder how they're already earning $8 an hour.
Right. Most of them are dropouts.
When I go to a fast food restaurant, I don't think they're worth, you know, based on their performance and the way I see them operate, they don't look like they're worth $8 a year. You know, I don't think the American population is largely sympathetic. I
mean, no, it isn't. Well, it's kind of funny, actually, to a point. I'm just trying to, if you mind me chuckling you as well as I know you, I'm trying to imagine you even walking into a fast food restaurant. You and I have never been in a fast food restaurant. I've only gone to the nicest places with you in Beverly Hills and around.
The last time I was in McDonald's was several years ago.
Yeah, okay.
And I was writing a book at the time, in part, about their their customer service. So,
right, and I'm not trying to tell everybody you're a snob. I just don't see you walking into a McDonald's restaurant. Anyway,
After seeing the movie Super Size Me, which my friend Morgan Spurlock made, I have not attended McDonald's very often.
Mm-hmm. All right. By the way, at the LBN Elert, which Michael is also responsible for, interesting story on the protests and the organizers. The picture says it all. There's a big picture that says, strike for higher pay for a stronger Detroit. This haven't been taken in Detroit, where there are a lot of, obviously, fast food restaurants, as there are in all of our cities. These people aren't even thinking about what happens if there is a pay raise. They'll all get fired, and people get hired, they can speak English and look clean. It really is amazing what people perceive to be reality.
It's amazing how many people don't understand how basic business and capitalism works in America today.
Right. I think that's one of the big deals. All right. By the way, as I said, I was quoting some information that I found on today's LBN Elert. Michael edits this along with his staff. It's a great way to find out news from across the universe. And it isn't just news. It's news from the world of pop music. It's just all about the stars. Just lots of great tidbits of news that you can get at lbnelert.com. Michael Levine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're working on the items, the articles, the stories, the topics for the week ending Friday, the 30th of August. And number one on the countdown, as you might expect, is Syria, the discussion of when to go in, the French. They'll vote on it next Wednesday. What is going on? On the Good Day Show, Rich McFadden and I talked to a UK talk host, James Whale, about British lawmakers voting down a proposal for military action against Syria.
Okay, well, this is the people in the US. And by the way, may I say hi to all those people in the US? We love you here in Britain. We don't think much of your government. We don't think much of our government either.
So it's okay. We have something in common.
Yesterday, we said to the politicians, "No more messing around. We don't want to go to war. We don't want to, you know." Let's face it. The biggest aggressor in the world at the moment is the U.S., isn't it? And you know, you guys, you've got to stop throwing your weight around, stop throwing your bombs around, and you've got to come and join us. And
join you and watch people get murdered.
Ban Ki-moon said, "Let's give peace a chance."
James,
I nearly felt like going into a song there. But look, guys,
it was a nice little soft shoot.
Control yourselves.
But let me play the devil's advocate here. A couple of hundred people got gassed. So should we stand back and just let these dictator regimes just murder their people? At what point
do you think
we should
just
probably step
me,
in and protect the
just
citizens?
Remind me who it was who actually did the gassing.
Well,
who did the gassing?
That is the good point that we still need to prove, and they say the white papers are scrubbed papers are coming out today. But if you look at, will the rebels have had the ability to get, handle, and fire the gas weapons? That's what you need to think about. It's only could it have been Al Qaeda that gassed those people just to rile things up? And that's a serious question.
Yeah, you have no idea who did the gassing. Okay, first point. Second point. You may remember, you probably are not old enough. I am. Britain did not follow America into Vietnam. Oh God, wasn't Vietnam a success?
Yeah, good call.
Yes, we must follow the Americans. By the way, who dumped a load of Agent Orange on Vietnam? Oh, yeah, that was the Americans. Who dropped a nuclear bomb on Japan? Oh, yeah, that was the Yanks, too. I mean, sorry, guys. You cannot continue in this vein. I'm sorry. We love the American people. It is your foreign policy not happy about.
Yeah. I think James 100%
maybe I should come
right
to America and do my own talk show over in America.
I think you'd be a big hit here. Yeah. I think you'd be a superb hit. And by the way, technology is such you don't even have to come here. You can do it over there. It'd be perfect for you.
Well, yeah, listen. Let's sort that out. It can all be part of the Doug Stephan empire.
Yes.
Good day, USA.
Right. So, all right. So let's follow this to the next thing then, James. Should the American foreign policy just be kind of what the libertarians over here believe? Hey, it's their mess. Let them deal with it. Hands off. We don't even really pay attention to it.
We have to do something to bring peace to the world. There's no doubt about that in my mind at all. But what we can't do is go steaming into every country and start dropping bombs on them. You know, we just can't. Right. We can't do that.
Okay, so you're in favor of doing something, just not military action.
Well, I think what we should be doing is probably supporting the UN. We should be talking to Iran, and we should be talking maybe to a number of other countries around the world to sort these problems out. But look, guys, look, we want to try and bring you Americans into the fold of international public policy.
And we appreciate your direction. You know what? We have Obama's number. We're going to have him call you later this afternoon.
All right.
Obama rings me later this afternoon, I can put in straight. Listen, guys, I've got a program to do for the Voice of Russia later. So when I finish that,
Coming up, more talk hosts and talk radio caller reaction to the situation in Syria. So stick around as your weekly talk radio countdown show, a review of the hot hits. In Talk Radio continues.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, a Dutchamite. How does an additional 50% off all ProMark drumsticks sound? Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Or how about this? $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $399. Playing it will make your soul swell like an angry ocean, and your spirit soar like the hunting falcon of an ancient Incan warrior king. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Let's get it started.
Start school tech ready at Office Max. You can save $100 on all touchscreen laptops and tablets over $400. This great discount includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in store or at OfficeMax.com.
Let's get it started.
Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 31st. Restrictions apply.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can have it all now and then for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Labor Day Savings 3-Day Sale, Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. Want examples? I thought you might. How about $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $399. Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Elisa studio monitors, just $49 a pair. That's just $49 for a pair of studio monitors with a bass so powerful, you'll feel like an angry kangaroo is jumping on your chest in a good way. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
Here we are on the countdown, continuing with our focus on the number one item. Doug Steffen here with Syria in that position. Here's Talk Host Bill LeMay with Congressman David Price of North Carolina. They discuss what we really know about the chemical weapons attacks in Damascus and what we don't know, like who did it.
Has the U.S. confirmed chemical weapons were actually used, and do we know if it was Assad or the rebels? I mean, is there a smoking gun yet?
Presumably, we have very close to conclusive evidence. I don't have any source on that you haven't seen. But there is a puzzle here. It's almost as though the rebels have the motivation but not the means, and Assad has the means but not the motivation, which is to say, you can imagine why the rebels would want to stage this.
Yes.
But they don't have the capacity to do it. I mean, I don't think there's any evidence they have anywhere near the capacity to do it. At the same time, you have to wonder what Assad is thinking. I mean, why would he do this? He's doing pretty well in his own civil war as it is. He has all these inspectors on the ground there, you know, as we speak. And there's a sure response. Not sure what it'll be, but there will be a response, not good for him, from the international community. So why would he do this? And that's a good question, one that we really need to make sure we understand, you know, what not only the chemical weapons were used, which we apparently know definitively, but also have a very, very good reason to know that he did it, that the regime did it.
Yeah, it is perplexing. Now, our allies seem to be retreating a little bit, and maybe that's the inappropriate word, but seemed pretty gung-ho early on, and now they're taking pause, waiting for the UN, debating it, that sort of thing. Would we go it alone, or are we really looking for allies to join us, whether it be NATO or others?
We're really looking for allies to join us. That's not to say we would never go it alone in something like this. I mean, it really is important here to have a surgical operation of some sort that sends a clear signal but also represents a deterrence against future use by anybody who thinks about using these weapons. That's the real issue here, that this line has been crossed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very important that this be multilateral, and it's a challenge to our diplomacy right now to make sure that it is. The Arab League backing off on this is not helpful, although they apparently have very plainly blamed the Assad regime. They have voted against intervention at this moment. The British Parliament calling for a delay until the UN inspectors make their report. So these things do complicate the picture, I think, a good deal.
Well, President Obama, I had an interview with PBS, but he talked about, you know, this warning shot across the bow, and I think that's only effective, and I'm not a military guy at all, but it's only effective if the enemy actually believes the second shot is going to sink the ship. And I don't know that anybody is really willing to commit to regime change at this point. So what is it that we hope to accomplish here? What are we going to do to make that point?
I think it would be a surgical strike of limited duration, but enough to do some real damage to military installations, presumably in Syria.
Well, here's a question for you.
It's not a regime-wrecking move, but
right.
But it certainly should give anybody pause, including Syria, who would think about doing this again.
Talk host Mary Beth Marsden here with Phil Ewing from Politico.com about a recent poll showing that most Americans do not want us to get involved in Syria at all.
Most Americans really don't have the stomach for another engagement with another country right now, militarily speaking. Your thoughts on John Kerry's pretty strong statements today? Is this trying to change the public tide?
Well, he did give a very strong statement, but if you listen to what he said very closely, he didn't actually put the U.S. any closer to taking action or start a countdown or issue an ultimatum or anything like that. He wanted to make it clear to the government in Damascus that the U.S. for its purposes, has concluded that it used chemical weapons in that attack last week. And however, he did not say, you know, pack your bags, Assad, or get ready for airstrikes or anything like that. It isn't clear to many people in Washington what the next move is going to be, other than the U.S. has decided that, in fact, Assad is guilty and now has to determine what the next step is.
Yeah, and I guess that's the big question for a lot of people. What does it mean to cross the red line, as the president once put it?
Well, so far we don't know, and there's very little different about the situation in Syria, except that there are more Syrians dead than there was 6 months ago or even a year ago when the president first made that red line comment. He doesn't have very many more good options, military intervention, airstrikes, things like that. They will still leave the same dilemmas and problems they would have when we first started to talk about this war all those months ago. And that's why it's such a difficult situation. Just because he feels the tide has turned doesn't make the situation any easier to deal with.
No, you talked a little bit about what options he may have. And what are they exactly?
Well, the president can do almost anything he wants from a military perspective. He can, you know, strike key points of the Syrian military, communications facilities, its fuel, commanders, supply dumps, things like that. He could order the Air Force and the Navy to attack specific military units that are in battle with the rebel forces there. He can target the regime itself, Assad and his top deputies. The question is, what next? You know, if the U.S. does get involved, does take apart the government, destabilize the government, or even kill Assad himself, what's the next move? And that's the question that no one in Washington seems to have an answer to right now.
Here are now some talk radio caller reaction from the stations and programs that we monitor, the reaction to the situation in Syria.
I hope these politicians, Democrat and Republican, who are warmongering, will listen to all these callers. I happen to be one of the majority of Americans who are against doing anything before the facts are in. The fact is that these so-called rebels, are mostly Al-Qaeda. They are killing Christians, Syrian Christians, burning churches. And if the country wants to do anything, they should increase humanitarian aid to the churches in Syria and to other organizations to help the people. You know, I'm tired of the warmongers like Republicans McCain and Democrats Engel, Elliot Engel. It's just, you know, outrageous. Of course, if you don't learn from history, like Iraq, people tend to repeat it. And that was a tragedy, and it was also immoral.
I think that this is ridiculous. Why should we go fight and we don't really know the facts? We don't know who did this. It would be just really crazy to run into a situation without knowing who's the real cause of the action. That would make us just like bullies, and we can't police the whole world. We have no influence with these people already. So by us bullying them is really not going to help anybody. It's just going to hurt us. If we send in the military, we're going to get our sons and daughters killed over a situation that we really don't know who's the real culprit. If we run in there like we're the big bad wolf and we've come to blow your house down, we're going to wind up getting some of those bricks pushed back on us, and then our people are going to be hurt. So I don't think it's a good idea that we run in there without all the true facts. A lot of reporters are saying in their papers that this man actually did this without knowing if it's true or not. That's like a bad parent. You can't assume the child did it without facts. And for us to run in there, we would just be really putting ourselves in a bad situation.
We should not get involved. The only thing the president should do is try to go to the UN and try to get the combatants together. In other words, Russia and Kuwait, Qatar, and all the other Arab states that are supplying arms to them. You never know how it's going to turn out. Take Kennedy. He went to Vietnam with advisors just because the French colonialists would not get out of Indochina. But then Johnson escalated it, and it was a fiasco. You can even go back to World War II. Yes, Franklin Roosevelt, he sent the Air Force to China. It was called the Flying Tigers. That's why the Japanese attacked us. You never know what's going to happen, the outcome. Do not get involved. Negotiate through the UN.
Up next on the Countdown, we check in with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the legal authority. Some of the stories that have legal implications are what we'll visit next here on your weekly Talk Radio Countdown show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official lawyer for the Countdown program, is here talking, as usual, about some of the items that are in our talkers' charts for this past week. We're into the last week of August. There are a number of things that have taken place that ought to be cleared through the filters or the screen in your mind, Steve. So let's talk first about Syrian action and what the legal options are, seeing as a lot of presidents seem to ignore the legal options. If you look at the list of actions that we've been involved in without congressional approval, which seems to be unconstitutional, which seems to be cause for impeachment, all the way back to Ronald Reagan, old man Bush, Clinton did it, Bush younger did it, now this guy wants to do it, but there's a... And I don't want to talk about the international consequences of this. I'm just looking at it from a totally, purely legal perspective. What can he do and not get impeached?
Just about anything. Because, as you say, things have really changed. You have to go back to the eras of World War II, where we have a sneak attack on Pearl Harbor. And even then, the president does not make an immediate reaction. He goes to Congress for a declaration of war. That was always how it's been done. But in recent years, the president has taken, and by the president, I'm talking about all of them, have taken it upon themselves to increase their power and interpretation of their position as commander in chief. And Congress, with the guts of a gutted chicken, does absolutely nothing most of the time. There have been rare instances where they have stood up and said that the president can only commit troops for specific periods of time, or they will require funding. But there really has not been any direct challenge to the president's ability to wage war on his own, which would seem to be against what the Constitution says as far as the ability to declare war is by the Congress. And particularly in this instance, because, you know, the arguments that have sometimes been made is that the president needs to be able to deal in an emergency. This is serious, but it is certainly by no means an emergency, particularly to this country. But as long as Congress fails to step up and become a part of the war making, really there'll be no challenge, and the presidents will continue to do so, and Congress will take the what they consider the high ground of just criticizing after the fact.
That's a good explanation, one that people ought to give serious consideration to. I still think that he is not going to, and I say he because it's like it was his country, but I don't think even he'll be foolish enough to pull off anything without some kind of proof, especially the rest of the world saying no.
I agree with you.
Okay, the Fort Hood killer, nobody's even using his name anymore. A verdict is guilty, sentence is death. So why can't he be killed tomorrow?
Oh, he can die of old age by the time they get around to it. What's interesting here is, and particularly in his case, this was a guy who, I'm going to represent myself, and the first words he says to the trial was, I am the killer. I mean, he did nothing to either forget about even finding not guilty, but to show anything of a mitigating factor. There are some who are interpreting this as he wants to be a martyr. But be that as it may, if he wanted to have his execution tomorrow, it couldn't be done. There are mandatory appeals, and I don't think the military has executed someone since in about 50 years.
Yeah.
That being said, that's not really a comforting precedent for him, because this situation was so heinous, the facts are so clear that I think ultimately he will be executed. I do think it will be an ultimately, because the courts, we are one of the last so-called industrialized Western countries that still has capital punishment. And so we really have, there's a sizable part of the population that still is adverse to it. So before it is ever used, there are long, long involved court dealings, and that's what's going to happen here.
30 seconds on the NFL's $765 million settlement with the players.
Great move by the NFL. Oh, you amortize this over 20 years. They're getting off lightly. They were able to make a settlement that said they didn't do anything wrong. It actually is a good way of at least examining the problem. I think it was a good settlement. Nobody really won this, but I think it's going to focus greater attention on concussions and prevention of them.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for The Countdown, founder of Scamicide.com, which is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams. A lot of great things are happening there, and it's updated all the time, Scamicide.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler and produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.